From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've probably only gone through a third of the data, breaking news from moles, eyewitness reports, what I saw with my own two eyeballs coming up, photos of Henry Kissinger, now up at Infowars.com. We're going to be breaking all that down, but let's continue with your calls. Now, we're going to take three or four more calls from people that were at Bilderberg, and then it's going to be a free-for-all, as our friend Ted Nugent would say, coming up after this break. And again, I will give the toll-free number out at that point. But right now, let's go to Rick in Tampa and then Vinny in Virginia. But of course, they've all been in Virginia. I guess Rick normally lives in Tampa, but he was at the Bilderberg Group meeting covering it. What did you think of what you saw, Rick?
I thought it was really fantastic, Alex. I want to thank you for the invitation to come up and join you there. We greet some mess. I brought a couple of my friends with me that I had the opportunity to wake up, thanks to you and a lot of the other people that are working so hard to make this Patriot movement happen. All of us are ex-naval officers. We have multiple advanced degrees. We've been CEOs of probably about 30 different companies and been involved with a lot of the business side. And I just wanted to
I saw The Guardian. You got interviewed by The Guardian, and you had some really good points about sociology, all of it. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. It was great meeting Nick Skelton and his group. It's wonderful to meet people from all over the world. This is what's so fantastic about his coalescing of like kindred spirits. It was great. But I had dinner with Stuart Rhodes, and one of the things I wanted to sort of a shout out, if I can just take a second, one of the things that our constitutional officers, whether they're military, police, or sheriffs, or whatever, that have taken the same oath that we have to defend the Constitution against those enemies, foreign and domestic, as well as to not follow unconstitutional or unlawful orders. And I asked Stuart, I said, is it possible that we might be able to take that to the next step, where if you're given an unlawful order or an unconstitutional order, are we able to not just simply step back from that order and say, no, sir, I refuse to accept that order because it is unconstitutional? Is it possible for us to turn around and then arrest them for giving us that order?
And Stuart, I want to hear what you have to say, but do me a favor. Turn the radio off.
Okay. Turn it off. Thank you. What he said was that he said, in fact, there is a precedent in the UCMJ and military law in order to stop massacres and other kinds of abuses. It was actually done at My Lai in Vietnam, where Lieutenant Calley was machine gunning the innocent women and children. And one of the chief warrant officers turned his machine gun on the SWAT and said, the next man that pulls a trigger, I will shoot you. And he radioed the Hueys, the gunships were circling above My Lai, and ordered them, under his command, to fire on our American soldiers if they proceeded with this massacre. So he said, yes, there's precedent for this. There's actually precedent, he believes, in the civil law in order for us to stop unlawful actions by the superior officers that might give them. I think that this is a very interesting point that all of the constitutional officers need to consider. It's not just about backing away and not participating. It's actually turning it around and saying there will be consequences for those who might...
Well, that's right. As you know, and I want to hold you over the break. I want you to continue your points. But as you know, under common law, under common sense, why Texas, where I live, has a law. If you're driving by and see a car wreck and you're one of the first and others aren't rendering aid already, you've got to render aid. I like the Good Samaritan laws. In fact, you are compelled... If I see somebody being attacked by five thugs, it's not because I'm a tough guy that I'm going to go up and defend her. I cannot help it. And this idea that if you see crime going on against the public, you just recuse yourself, that's not enough. In fact, the minimum is that you resist it. And as you said with those gunships calling them in, you have a right to resist people who are outside their common law arrest powers. That's all police have. We just constitute them with special training.
This is Alex Jones with five... Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the InfoWar. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from the road, blasting out of the AM and FM dial. Simulcasting right now at InfoWars.com. We have free video feeds up there on the front page of InfoWars.com. If you want to see me here, normally on the radio show when I'm in studio, we have documents, articles, video clips. By the way, did you guys get the Webster Tarpley video clip I sent you? Do you have that?
No, I will get it now.
Yes, yes, sir. It's on the YouTube channel. It's uploaded. It's his comments on Ron Paul. And Webster's a frequent guest here. I like Webster, smart historian. I disagree with him that government's the answer. His analysis of the corrupt oligarchy is accurate, very intelligent. But his solution, you know, he's like a guy who can diagnose a problem, but I don't want him doing the surgery on me. It's a pretty hilarious video. He started accusing Ron Paul of being bad because he's against the drug war, and I explained that's been used to take our liberties, and then he went into this whole leprechaun dance. I'm not joking, folks. I'm going to play it later. It's up at the YouTube channel. Just link through at InfoWars.com. And then we're going to tie that in with an oldie but a goodie that we've aired here. So some comedy relief in the final segment coming up today. I got a lot of other – look at all these little notes I've got written if you're watching us. I'm going to try to go over these after I take more calls. But we were just talking to a gentleman who I didn't – I may have got a chance to shake his hand, but I didn't, there were so many thousands of people out there overall. The Washington Post said 24. When I say 600 at one time over a five-day event, that's conservative. We had 300 over here, 100 over here, 200 over there. It was a giant compound, square, and we had three entrances covered, people stringing the streets. You go to restaurants nearby, our listeners, hotels all full of our listeners. I mean, it was thousands of patriots that hate tyranny. It was just incredible. But going back to the callers here real quick, Rick, driving back to Florida right now via his cell phone. Rick is an owner of a pharmaceutical company. The only reason I know that is I read about him in the London Guardian article and the points he made about anthropology, about how men look out of the horizon for threats. You know, women are more concerned about GMO and fluoride. It's hard coded into our brains. That's why they're the majority of events like that. But we had a lot of women at this event. I thought it was like a beauty queen contest or something. You go to most political functions on any stripe, and there's not a lot of women. This was amazing. But 20% or so were women. Great people there, old, young, you name it. Wonderful people who love freedom, all races, colors, and creeds. But he made a good point about a lot of great points in that London Guardian article. The headline was like, testosterone-fueled system, will it bring down Bilderberg? And Bilderberg did start leaving Saturday. I've never seen that. And most of them Sunday. They used to stay till Monday. We shot video of Henry Kissinger just a few hours ago. Photos, that's up at InfoWars.com. War criminal Kissinger pictured leaving Bilderberg. He's been convicted of war criminal. But briefly, as you were on the last segment, finish your point here, sir, before we go to the next caller.
Well, thank you, Alex. No, my point was that from the constitutional officers, that there's something that they can do in order to provide consequences for people that would issue these unconstitutional or unlawful orders.
And you used the example of the My Lai massacre. Recap that.
Well, I was mentioning this idea to Stuart Roach. We were having dinner at the Roadhouse, and I mentioned this idea about taking this idea of the Oath Keepers, where they say that they will not follow unconstitutional or unlawful orders. I said, would it be possible to take that to the next step? And that would be to say, no, sir, I will not follow this order, and I in turn arrest you for trying to have me follow this order that you are issuing to me. And he said that there is, in fact, historical and judicial precedence in the
military. There's Supreme Court rulings. Of course, he's a constitutional lawyer, top of his class. What is it, Yale or Harvard? The point is that there, police, if they're attacking your home without a warrant and probable cause, under all common law, you have a right to defend yourself. But it's not just police. It's anything. And here are the globalists saying they have diplomatic immunity. They're trying to give the carbon tax banks diplomatic immunity. The globalists give themselves immunity and then put all these laws called Agenda 21 on us.
Exactly. And my last point would be that from a civilian perspective, I have one more challenge to put out to your listeners and for them to think about one more thing. And that is one of the reasons I think that so many people remain asleep or unaware, or maybe just willfully this way, is that we have lost our sense of civic and social responsibility. Our kids in schools have been just propagandized to death to think about themselves, to say, you know, you have to take responsibility for yourself, for yourself, for yourself. They're beaten over the head, and they've lost that sense of, I am, you know, this question, am I my brother's keeper? And yes, we are.
Yeah, notice that. The collectivist, exactly. The collectivist, everything's a deception. They say the state collectivizes you and takes all your labor and taxes and then compartmentalizes it, but you're not supposed to get together individually. That's dirty and bad and scary, when in truth you're not supposed to have collectivization at the top. You're supposed to have collectivization at the bottom. So they take everything and invert it against its own logic. They try to invert everything that's wholesome and good because they're at war with that. Very well said.
I mean, this is part of the whole agenda of destruction of the family, the ruination of parents having sovereignty over their children, etc. It's this idea of, you know, you look out for yourself, and with what's coming.
It's an army of one.
Right.
It's all about you, you, you. They have magazines about it, and people think they're getting ahead because they only care about themselves. Well, then the whole society collapses when you don't care about anybody else. Very well said. And these are – thank you for the call. Do I have time to go to one more call here, guys, before we got a break? Okay. For some reason, we never get on the atomic clock around here. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Vinny in Virginia, where we're at right now. I'm going to tell you, this state is – uber gorgeous. And I've been here before, but let me tell you, the tongue's hanging out. I like it. I know why George Washington liked it and Thomas Jefferson. Oh, yeah, baby. I like the looks. This is a sexy state. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm lusting after Virginia right now. Pun intended. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. Talked to you. I was there yesterday. I was there about a couple hours before you got there, but once you got there, man, that was awesome. I never been to anything like that. I mean, I was the one.
You never seen people that crazed? What'd you think of that big Marine Corps veteran who could bullhorn even better than me? I was like, here's the thing. He was just hitting him hour after hour after hour.
And I had a
shaking the building.
Flagged the little one, and I was dressed up. And that was just awesome, man. I just, you know, people driving by with Ron Paul flags, and it's just awesome, man. It's just proud to be, it makes me proud to live in Virginia, you know? Like, when you talk about, like, the founders, how they used to live here and stuff, and, you know, how they chose Olivia, you know, I always think of that.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, there's one degree of separation. It's all generation after generation passes the baton. It's a clear, like, electricity connection right back to George Washington, right back to Thomas Jefferson, right back to beating the biggest empire ever, right back to putting it on the line. That's why you feel it. When you grab hold of this and say, I choose liberty, I choose the republic, I'm against the New World Order, you are literally tying into that power, and it's incredible. You are tying into history. You are getting past the fear and setting your will against the tyrants. And that's when God gives a little smile and a wink. I'm telling you, you felt it, didn't you?
It was my birthday, too, so it made it an awesome birthday, man. It's a rocking birthday.
How loud was the bullhorning? We had like 20 bullhorns going at once.
Dude, it was so loud. It was just like that one point. It was just everybody together was just doing it. It was just like, I never, it was just crazy. And the people play music through their bullhorns too, like the Megadeth and stuff, like Endgame and stuff like that. Before you got there, they were doing that. So it was just nuts, man. But
yeah, that was the great part. Even if they kill me, I'll still be at all the Bilderberg meetings because they were playing over bullhorns, my speeches at other events. It was incredible.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm a
man,
musician too, man. I put you in my songs and everything, just like Dave was saying. But I just loved how it, just everything, the way we all, like, I love the fact that you and the crowd were all together. It wasn't like you were just, like, in a microphone separate from the crowd. We were all together doing this.
Even radio hosts that are a lot smaller than I am, they want to have all these bodyguards and be up on stage, so you are in awe of them. And everybody's like, don't you have security? I'm like, no, I got God. And if I get killed, that makes everybody wake up. If I don't get killed, we go forward. I mean, and that's what the globalists can't face, is that we're all in. We're committed. There's no backing off. The point of no return, committed. It's over. We're coming for the new world order. There's no quarter received or given. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
No. Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali C or Ali Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Continue with your calls. Gary, Ken, Scott, Charles, Christopher, Wiley, John. We'll at least get to those six or seven calls before the hour ends. Aaron Deitch is chomping at the bit with his research about the Bilderberg Group. It's just mafia coming in, taking over pension funds, claiming that they're protecting them while they actually loot them. This is big news, and it's all coming up. It's either us or them. They are the top of the pyramid. They're an organized crime syndicate. Everything they do is about looting and conning people while dressing up in fancy suits and acting diplomatic while they do it. But a frequent guest, historian, researcher, good friend of mine, very funny fellow, Webster Tarpley, his analysis is great. His solutions, I don't agree with some of them. But I went to meet Jim Tucker, the guy that first exposed Bilderberg 35 years ago last night. We did a live stream for like 2 hours. And I went to interview him, and Tarpley's at the meeting out on the patio at the restaurant. And he's butting in. Wants to talk about Ron Paul. We're not even talking about Ron Paul. So I'm like, okay, I'll get to you in a minute. So in like an hour and a half interview with him, he doesn't want to talk about anything but Ron Paul. I'm going to get him on the radio this week, by the way. Set Tarpley up, Chris, as soon as you can, like, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, whenever when I get back. I'll be back like Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not sure yet. But he was just flipping out on Ron Paul. I'm like, look, they stole it from Ron Paul. He won the first few states. He's not in there. He's injecting ideas against the global oligarchy. Frothing. Frothing. That was a good burp right there. Frothing. And he kept doing, after we got off the air, he doing these leprechaun things. And I've got an hour and a half plus interview with him, 30 minutes with Tucker. It's up at Infowars.com. It's just titled Alex Jones Interviews Webster Tarpley at Bilderberg. But at the end of the night, and my phone was so full of videos, when I recorded it, it ended, you know, it cut off the end, but it still is pretty good. It's only 38 seconds long. He was doing these quotes, and I guess Aaron had seen it. I had not seen Leprechaun 5. I hadn't seen Leprechaun 1. I don't watch a lot of movies, folks. I'm into reality. I see some, though. I'm going to go see Prometheus coming out in a few days that we wrote the analysis on at Infowars.com. I only have the script. Haven't seen it yet. Alex Jones exposed the secrets of Prometheus. If you want to see that, it's online. But I'm digressing, aren't I? The point is, there's no teleprompters here, so it's all real, that I love Tarpley, but I've never seen him veer off into just political talking points to savage Ron Paul. And it was endless demonization of Rand Paul, endless demonization of Ron Paul. And I'm like, well, let's say they're not perfect. Aren't there bigger fish to fry? No, no, no. So I wanted to take on Syria and Iran and Russia and Bilderberg and wouldn't get off of it and kept doing leprechaun imitations. So finally, I got him to do a leprechaun imitation. Turns out he's a big fan of Leprechaun 5. See, we knew it was Leprechaun 5 because Aaron has seen it. And so this is Webster Tarpley. He only had like two glasses of vino in him, doing his imitation of Ron Paul. It's titled Ron Paul Equals Evil Leprechaun. It's up at Infowars.com if you want to see the video. But here's the audio. Stay with us.
He goes. A friend with weed is a friend indeed, but a friend with gold is the best, I'm told. Ron Paul's program in synthesis.
So he's a devil weed dealer.
Well, draw your own conclusions. If the shoe fits, wear it.
So when did you watch Leprechaun 5?
Are you in the activism? Or Lep in the hood, out to do no good. Yes, words to live by. So watch out for somebody who is promising gold.
Webster, tell us how you learned Leprechaun's secret powers.
Actually, I wrote the script.
You know, this great.
Hold on, guys.
We're doing a deep interview.
I wrote the script.
All right, he wrote the script. That's where my phone. Yeah, he says he wrote the script. That's where my phone cut out there because it was so full of videos. It stopped right there. But that's where it ended. And I was just thinking, Really? Ron Paul, that's what the mainstream media says. They want your kids on drugs. He calls marijuana tarpley, that's narcotics. I don't smoke marijuana. I've tried it before. Don't particularly like it. I like caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol. I'll tell you right now, though. Do I need to go to prison because of that? Obviously not. The point is that tarpley went on this tirade about how drugs are evil. We've got to put people in prison. This is how they took over the country. I mean, Goldman Sachs, all these banks have been, well, not even Goldman Sachs. It's Wells Fargo, Wachovia, $378 billion in laundered drug money, Bloomberg, AP. And look it up right now. And just to get at Ron Paul, he's saying, oh, Ron Paul wants to have everybody on weed. And he says gold is good and all this. I mean, just wild, wild. So I thought for Tarpley we would play this famous remix of when folks thought they found a leprechaun in their tree, because that's as realistic as criticizing Ron Paul and claiming he's an evil leprechaun. So, Tarpley, this one's for you. Here it is.
He look like a leprechaun to me. All you got to do is look up in his tree.
He look like a crackhead. Leave me up. Am I on? Yeah. I want to know. Know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. He look like a crackhead. I want the gold. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold. He must be a crackhead. Play Tarpley one more time. I mean, just Tarpley at the intro of this, and I know we got serious news and your phone calls and everything, but my God, this is now the attack that Ron Paul is an evil leprechaun. He says, beware those that say they got gold. And so he says he's a leprechaun dealing weed because he's seen Leprechaun 5 where it's a drug dealing leprechaun. Here it is.
Weed is a friend indeed, but a friend with gold is the best, I'm told. Ron Paul's program in
synthesis. That's enough. So turn him off. Needless to say, this video has gone viral right now. And some people are mad at me for this, criticizing Tarpley, like, this is out of context. No, the whole interview with Tarpley's up there. I mean, it's just, come on. I'm against the drug war. It's a fraud. The bigger it gets, the more drugs are on our street. If you go back 20 years ago, there is 4 times the cocaine and like 6 times the opium now. The old number was 3 times the cocaine, 3 times the opium. It's much higher than that now. The big banks are all caught shipping it in, running the aircraft. They bust little idiots that use it. Meanwhile, they've got all these prescription drugs and the synthetic version that all these radio hosts are on. They get caught with it, don't get in trouble. Stop it! Areas of Europe have done the right thing and decriminalized it, and drug use has gone down. Stop it. Do I love the whole weed head culture? No, I don't. Has it turned a lot of people into couch potatoes? Yeah. Don't throw them in prison for it. Somebody wants to be an idiot and hurt themselves, that's their problem. I mean, you know, I'm tired of the nanny state. It's only been used to take our liberties. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. I'm going to give Aaron the helm to give you an in-depth report. And in the final segment, I'll run through the gambit or gauntlet of other big news we've got out of Bilderberg 2012. We have routed them, hundreds of newspapers in the U.S. conservatively. I mean, I couldn't even follow them all. Hundreds picked up the Washington Post piece that they never had admitted existed. So all of this is happening. And hey, there's a shadowy group meeting in secret, government officials. What's their agenda? Aaron Dykes is going to break it down in depth. This won't be soundbite, though. This will be in-depth names, facts, groups. Who are the globalists? Who are the foreign banks that took over America? What are they trying to set up? Because they want to set up a tyranny here in this country and worldwide. Does that mean the Ruskies are good? No. But the banksters are the ones that took this country over.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Aaron Dykes. This is the InfoWars broadcast. Alex Jones live on Sunday. He's been gracious enough to give me a segment. And this has been the biggest Bilderberg meeting of all time. I'm not saying that lightly. On the 60th meeting of the Bilderberg Group, the Washington Post, who are founding members of the Bilderberg Group, Katherine Graham, now her son Donald Graham, attending every year, finally are covering it, asking the question, is Bilderberg a conference on world affairs or a powerful global cabal. That has been answered long ago. They are in there starting World War III, and I don't say that lightly. They are doing the Syria issue, and they're also working Russia and China. Bilderberg's own group admits they're meeting on the euphemistic term of the future of democracy in Russia, China, and the Middle East. And you really cannot separate the domino that is Syria from the Iran war. We know they want Brookings and others saying which path to Persia. Meanwhile, they're menacing Putin. They're developing and doing deals in China. And we have record numbers of attendees at Bilderberg from those countries and the related entities in those areas. And so you have the Syrian National Council, Basma Kodmani, meeting with the Bilderbergers. That's the opposition group. They're figuring out how and when to topple Assad there. That could kick off something as bad as World War III.
And install Al-Qaeda.
And install Al-Qaeda, of course, admittedly airlifted from Libya, admittedly so-called ally of the West in the Libyan conflict, now in Syria, while we supposedly still have this war on terror here at home in occupied America. And they've got three top Russian people meeting with the Bilderberg at the same time they're meeting on Syria. Are we still connected to the network, guys?
Keep going.
We're still going. Garry Kasparov has put himself out there as a Western-controlled opponent to Putin. He's been protesting and getting in staged arrest for years and years. He's meeting there. He's the former chess champion, and he is there to oppose Putin, let him know he's put on notice. Meanwhile, they set up the Russian International Affairs Council 2 years ago. 2 years ago. If you don't recognize that name, it's time to start studying history. The Rhodes Council Group. The Royal International Affairs is the beginning of that Cecil Rhodes Foundation. The Council on Foreign Relations is the American counterpart. They have them in all the other Western countries, and now they've set one up in Russia as well. That head of the Russian International Affairs is here, Igor Ivanov. You've also got Anatoly Chubas. Not saying I can pronounce these Russian names, but they are, again, leading towards war, conflict, total tensions. Meanwhile, a gigantic conference on China. You've got Ching Li of the Brookings Institute, who specializes in China. He's American, but, of course, of Chinese descent. And John Huntsman, not only a little-known GOP candidate for president, but the former ambassador to China, of course, discussing China, and David Shamba of George Washington University discussing China, two Chinese counterparts, Ying Fu and Yiping Huang, the first of which is the vice minister of foreign affairs, the other an economics professor. It is all happening this year at Bilderberg. You could see it on the map. If and when World War III happens, you know it started here. We know what happened with World War I. We know what happened with World War II. We know it was concocted to destroy nationalism and put up world government.
British intel even funded Hitler. Again, it's not that Hitler worked for him. They created him.
Yeah, and when this all goes down, you know what happened here. Are they a world affairs debating conference or a global cabal? I think it speaks for itself.
Why'd they want to keep it secret?
These are the criminals working out these deals, and of course all the American counterparts from the NSA to the Department of Defense Secretary, all the other departments also here.
Zakaria calling for starving.
And of course today Fareed Zakaria has called for starving Syrians. Meanwhile, the writer Alex called out before calling for world government. Gideon Rachman is pretending to play with the carrot rather than the stick, saying for now we should play diplomacy in Syria, just expose the...
Act like they gave a diplomacy.
It's another false debate while Time Magazine says how bad he is for writing that we should go with diplomacy. And they say when military intervention makes sense, you go. If you're a real power, you will intervene when you can.
And not Al-Qaeda in charge.
They are saying go on Syria. This is serious. This is World War III. Syria leads directly to Iran. Russia and China are in the balance.
The Russians say they're going in. That's why they're getting the martial law ready, folks, to cover the banker collapse they mean to take over Agenda 21.
It is all lined up. You must study the list. You must look up these names and see what they're involved in. It's all right here on the list. It's so incredible. It's
knowing all
incredible.
The fake sports facts. Learn about the New World Order and all these facts. You're designed for it, America. You can beat these people. They're doing it all in your name.
And meanwhile, you've got the other admitted agenda, so-called energy solutions. We know they're in there meeting about carbon tax. That's been admitted and exposed. Cybersecurity, of course, austerity, and the political scene in the U.S. and Europe. But one more thing I exposed last week on the InfoWars Nightly News, how Cory Booker, who is an Obama surrogate, says, no, we aren't going to attack finance capital. We're not attacking Bain. We're not attacking KKR or the other entities, Blackstone, you name it. He says, no, I'm friends with Kravis. They own the pensions here in New Jersey, and they own $6 billion of pensions in the Texas Teachers Retirement System. Guess who's meeting at Bilderberg this year? The head of the Texas Retirement System of Texas, Britt Harris.
But Bilderberg's saving us.
You've heard Alex for years and years and years. I never looked this up. I wish I had, about how they're stealing the pensions. Guess what happened 2 weeks ago on their $3 billion in holdings, $6 billion total, with their other entity, KKR, Henry Kravis, the big leveraged buyout looter, scammer, stealer. Texas Teachers Pension Fund invests in casinos, loses $99 billion. That's $1 billion.
They didn't lose it. Just like all the idiots that bought Facebook, it went to the mafia. They're called Bilderberg. Ha, ha, ha.
That's right. They shorted that stock. They knew when to buy, and they cashed in, and they closed out a full sixth of the total value of the Texas Teachers Pension, a full third of KKR's holding. That is wrong.
And then they'll have the teachers beg for more government to get the pension. They'll just steal that. They'll have cops write more tickets saying you'll go bankrupt. They'll just steal that. See how the plan works? As they suck it out, they demand more government, and it's all sucked out. That's how the scam works. Ha ha.
And we know,
and then as there's more government, it bankrupts the economy, Aaron, and then they get to buy it up cheap.
Yeah, and we know the education system is terrible, but the teachers themselves are good, hardworking people. They're expecting retirement. They get paid peanuts as teachers.
It's been designed to dumb them down. They're not teachers teach what the feds want.
It's coming, though. Alex warned they were still in the pensions, and here's the evidence meeting this year. But that is nothing compared to World War III. I just laid it out for you. Go look it up for yourself. Alex will be back on the other side of this break.
Even though everybody's going to lose their pensions, it'll be okay because we're in World War III.
So much else happened this year. It's a great cultural awakening event outside of the global cabal. Back in the old days, Tucker and the other reporters, they had their moles in there, but they basically stood alone. I watched when Alex went in 2006 to Ottawa, began to protest. That swelled the numbers over the years from dozens to hundreds. Now, clearly, more than 1,000 protesters, several thousand over the several days. That awakening is happening. I've watched people first come to these events, later become their own media, later become their own activists, watch them grow, spread the word, double, triple our audience. That's all on the positive side of this year at Bilderberg. And, of course, a lot of interesting photos, too. Kevin Warsh of the Federal Reserve Board was filmed. He looks like Scarface. And a lot of big Russian deals, too. BP, Goldman Sachs, of course, meet every year. Peter Sutherland, former head of both of those companies, meeting with Russia on selling off the big venture between BP and TNK. Meanwhile, you remember just a few weeks ago, Nathan Rothschild of the famous family lost his libel suit. It's official. He is a puppet master. He met with the oligarchs and the important people.
They're merging the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. The Rothschilds have always been fronts.
That's right. So the cabal is concentrating its power. It's going for broke as it knows the end time is here in terms of the economy collapsing, in terms of the war mounting. Can you feel the pressure? Syria is next. We've known that, but here it comes. Iran is after that. Russia and China in the stakes. Alex back after this, but I can't express how important it is. I don't know if I've ever been this fired up on the
history's happening. You better tune out of football. We'll be back. Great job, Aaron.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I swear on the altar of God that I will defend the innocents. My wife sent me a photo of my youngest daughter, 4 years old, with a big basket of peaches from some peach trees in our backyard. And she is the image of innocence and goodness, and is so good, is so beautiful, is so innocent. It drives me into a rage. The globalists, I have all the Rockefeller documents. And I was telling the police at the event, look it up, and they were looking them up on iPads and freaking out. Rockefeller Foundation, their website saying they put poison in food and water. You know, how they're dumbing us down, how they're poisoning us, the cancer rates. It's so crazy, but it's real. Hitler lined you up and shot you. These guys just do it covert. We're doing it for our children. We're doing it for the innocents. Who cares what your neighbors think? Who cares about your own safety? Who cares even about your own children's safety? It's everybody's children. We either beat this or there's no future. In fact, I even wrote that note before Aaron went into his angry rant. This is the death of America, the death of freedom. This is a total globalist takeover. For heaven's sakes, the media tells us the UN now runs our military. I mean, we've been conquered. This is a joke. This is a joke. I'm going to give each caller about 45 seconds. I want to get to everybody. Gary in New Orleans, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm a little harsh myself. I was at the Louisiana Republican Convention, and I'd like to report on the total chaos that went on there. I'm an elected national delegate.
Yes, they tried to block the Ron Paul delegates. Ron Paul won Louisiana, didn't he?
We and my ragtag group of friends took over the Republican Party in Louisiana, and we are in control, and they can sit down and shut up. But I'd like to tell you what happened at the National Convention. I was elected to the Rules Committee, and me and my friends worked on the rules to bring to the convention yesterday, and one day before, we got an email where the LA GOP came up with new rules, essentially saying that our rules will be good in 2016. All right, so
sure, there's all sorts of fraud. I know there's all. I appreciate your call. There's all sorts of chicanery going on. He won Iowa. He won Maine. They're not going to let Ron Paul get in there, but he won by running. He got real issues injected. Great job, buddy. Okay, Scott in Colorado, you're on the air. Welcome, sir. Go ahead, Scott. Yes.
How you doing, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast. We only got 45 seconds per caller. You got a point?
I want to ask you a question. Do you know who Peter Thiel is?
Yeah, you just asked me a question. He's the creator of PayPal, and he gave $2 million to Ron Paul.
Yes, he's the biggest Ron Paul supporter, and he's on the Bilderberg Steering Committee.
Yeah, the Bilderbergs want to take over the libertarian movement because they know it's taking America back. They understand that. Ron Paul has no control over who gives him money, and Ron Paul's always voted the way he votes. So the system makes that a way to discredit him because some guy with tens of billions of dollars gave him a couple million dollars. Yes. Don't worry, though. You're not going to get Ron Paul. You're going to get Mitt Romney. Or you're going to get Obama. But now the foundations are putting out the cognitive dissonance people to demonize Ron Paul because of the movement for liberty and anti-globalism. So go ahead. Blow Ron Paul away. Let's give them what they want. Go ahead.
It's a nightmare here in America when we're looking at the perspective of two sides of the same coin with Mitt Romney and Barack Hussein Obama. These two men don't have a dime's worth of difference between them. And we look at
exactly, but you're busy. Hold on, put him on hold. Exactly. I already know what you're going to say. But you're busy talking about Ron Paul. Don't worry. They beat him. And they gave him $2 million and said he worked for the Bilderberg Group. Okay, he couldn't control who gave him money. That's them trying to take over the libertarian movement. Okay, exactly. So what do we do? What do we do?
See, what we do is we keep doing what we're doing. We're winning the info war right now, and I want to thank you, Alex, for doing what you're doing. People want to make it out to make it seem like you're out there making money. I laugh at Tucker Carlson's best efforts coming after Alex Jones.
Well, God bless you, sir, but I got to jump to the next person. Of course I'm making money. I got 35 employees. I wish I didn't have to spend my time making money. And the sales guys come in and go, you didn't plug any of the sponsors this week. We have to give that money back. The truth is I'm not worried about the money. The little bit I got, I'm totally happy. I'm not like a globalist wants to run whole continents of the planet. So, yeah, buy our products, go to InfoWars.com, click on our sponsors. But, of course, that red herring of, oh, money, they're mad I'm successful. They're mad about it. They want to run the whole deal. Vote with your dollars, folks. Okay, let's move quick here. Who's up next? Charles? Charles in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how's it going, everybody? I just have two simple questions for you. Well, not really, actually. First one, when will the mainstream media cover these issues of Agenda 21, Bilderberg, or will somebody like Barry Zotero or General Shovelvine do this?
Well, yeah. No, I mean, the New York Times said, oh, there's a big movement against Gen 21, here's how you counter it. Yeah, the UN wrote a treaty, and yeah, they run our local governments. But, you know, what's the big deal? What's the big problem? So they don't deny the world government. They just go, there's weirdos that don't like it. They're conspiracy theorists because they don't like it. It's not, well, these folks were right. World government's being announced by private foreign corporations. We're being taken over by a new enemy, a new system we couldn't recognize, not an armed enemy, but a foreign corporate enemy that then takes over and then arms against us with this huge arms buildup against humanity. They just can't imagine that this is happening. But people are waking up.
My second question, Alex, do you guys need an intern at your offices in Austin?
We do, but I usually just hire people and just pay them and hope that they'll be happy and do the job. We got a great crew, but people can send us resumes and things. We're trying to hire three or four more reporters, more video editors. We're trying to spend all that evil money we're making to actually build the organization. Because, see, I care about ideas and information. That's why they're scared of me. They know we're getting more money. We're getting bigger by the minute. We're hiring more people. They're pissed. And they're like, have the libertarians, have the Democrats, have the Republicans. Don't give Alex money. He's bad. He wants your money. Money. But the government takes your money at gunpoint. The big corporations have government right regulations to shut you down. I'm just here winning the info war. That's why they want to shut the web down as well, because they know the sleeping giant that is humanity is awakening. Well, thank you for the call. Christopher in Missouri, and then Wiley and John. Christopher, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. I love you, man. God bless you and Aaron Dykes and Jacobson and all you guys. Just give me 20 seconds and I'll be off. Your spoofs about like Cobra Commander was awesome. I think you should do one about like Jack Boot and Good Old Boy and maybe your British Royalty one. You should do some spoofs like that. I've been listening to you since 2005. I've been a Prison Plant TV subscriber. Jordan Maxwell, Tex Mars. Your best interviews. Everybody look them up. You should have those guys on more often. Jordan Maxwell hasn't been on 2008.
I agree. We've been trying to set up Jordan Maxwell, and I want to get Tex back on. We'll make sure that happens.
And last call, last point, Alex, man, I love you, man. A core aspect of the new world order. You don't talk about Bohemian Grove enough, and you don't talk about the occult aspects like the Western occult symbolism interview you did with that Russian station. Everybody should look it up. Western occult symbolism, Alex Jones on YouTube. I love you, Alex. Thanks a lot, man, for all the work you do.
Love you too, brother. I love everybody that wants freedom. We're in it together. In it to win it. Hang separate if we don't hang together. Yeah, we cover the occult. I've made films about it. The elite are a bunch of lunatics. Let's go ahead and talk to Wiley in Nevada. You're on the air.
Alex, I want to congratulate you on Bilderberg. You've made a lot of people aware of what's going on. I just have an idea I'd like to throw out at you for July 4th. I'd like to call it the 200 million man rally, Reclaim Our Independence Day, where everybody gets together in their own towns and own cities and discuss what we can do against this crisis that we're facing in our government today.
Well, our government's been taken over. We have to recognize it's been hijacked. We're told the UN runs our military. That's high treason. This is on C-SPAN. I mean, this is public, folks. We're not in the U.S. anymore. We've got to admit it to ever have a chance of getting it back. But I hear you. And, yeah, there's 312 million Americans. 49% of them are men. 51% are women. Genetically, we have more women in all mammal species than males. And, yeah, if men would just stop the fake facsimile of male power is sports, knowing all the factoids there. Male minds are meant to know the factoids of their enemies, their friends, the lay of the land politically. But men are all walking around not using their computer space in business and life and their families to be the leader, to help their family, to deal with threats. They think the battle is all sports, and it's a template matrix fantasy that they're living in. So sports is the big enemy. We are going to go to one more call here. God bless you, Wiley. Oh, we're out of time. John in Texas, 10 seconds. John in Texas, hit us.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm just calling about the Jeff Barron case and John Margetis that put a human being in the receivership. You can get all the information. And
they're bringing back debtor prisons. We're out of time. I'll see you back live on the radio tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com. We'll see you then. Great job, crew. Bilderberg 2012, big success. We blew them wide open.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.